Hey, folks, I had a long time loyal reader and decent donor. I mean, not one of my top, but like a solid donor. Bought my premium content guy, and he wrote to me, emailed me asking if I could comment on this great news that Russia knocked out a German Leopard tank and found out that there was a German crew inside, and they all died except for one guy that, as he was dying, he said he's from Germany and like German army, not just some volunteer, but German army, right? And I'm like, where did you read this, you know? And he said, well, here, it's all these wonderful sources, it's on Sputnik and it's on RIA.ru. And I'm like, I don't read propaganda, man. I mean, Russian propaganda, Ukrainian propaganda, U.S. propaganda. Propaganda is propaganda. I don't pick my favorite propaganda and go with that. So I think some of you folks, even those who give me money, it's a minority, small minority, but there's still some people that I got that think, hey, Drazen is just you know, one more analyst, and he's really good. But you know, after I get hit up Drazen, let me go see what Mercurius is saying. Let me go what Slavengrad is saying. And no, folks, you still don't get it. There's still some blockheads. This is the no propaganda zone. Okay? If it says, if there's some information that's prefaced by Ukraine says, the Ukraine intelligence department says, the Ukraine army says, do you take that seriously? Right? The ghost of Kiev and the rape dungeons in the Kiev suburbs and all that. No one ever hears about that anymore, right? I mean, do you, you know, you don't take that seriously. Why would you then take Russian propaganda seriously? It makes no, I don't do propaganda. I'm not going to fucking comment. Why should I comment on some bullshit news? I tell you what, if they actually killed some German army guys in the Ukraine, or even German army German volunteers in the Ukraine, show me their documents. The corpses always have documents on them, right? They're going to have some ID. If they're Ukrainian, they'll have their internal passport, you know, their military, they call it a military ticket, you know, like a record of service. They have that on them so that if they are killed and they're not identifiable, at least their own side, whether their own side picks up the body or recovers the body later from, you know, in a body exchange with the Russians, at least their own side can identify them, that they don't have to be buried, you know, incinerated and just dumped in the ocean or something, right? Just unidentifiable. And they all have documents. Show me the documents, right? Now they have, Russians absolutely have photographed IDs of, you know, Polish volunteers that were guys that, you know, they could ascertain via social media, whatever, that got out of the Polish army or were let out and then came to the Ukraine, died in the Ukraine, and you know, and they can do that. And Germans, no, sorry, I haven't seen it, right? Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. So, you know, where's the proof? Well, they don't have it, just a story. It's just one of these stories that, okay, you know, something like, something that McGregor would cover, right? Or something that Scott Ritter would run with. Drazen doesn't do that. There's still some fucking blockheads that follow me that think that, you know, it's just Drazen's just some other, just another guy. Let me surf Drazen. Let me surf all these other people. This is the no propaganda zone. This is the no propaganda zone. I don't give you propaganda. I give you 101 lessons on American history, the American political scene that you won't get anywhere else. I give you very, very hard up, straight up news on the Ukraine where the propaganda and the bullshit is filtered out. Okay, I have no sympathy for global homo, but that doesn't mean that I carry that over into unobjective bias. Okay, this is not Larry Johnson. This is not Scott Ritter. This is not Doug McGregor. This is not even Mercurius trying to tell you that, hey, you know, maybe it's looking like probably, Russian government didn't have anything to do with the death of Prigozhin, because why would they want to mess with that? No, folks, I don't shill like that, okay? You got the wrong fucking guy, okay? Don't ask me to comment on fucking bullshit or about some Russian missile killed 400 senior NATO officers in some bunker in the Ukraine. No, okay? I don't do that shit. I don't even touch it because it's bullshit, okay? I probably am able to filter this stuff better than you. So if you don't hear it on the Drazen Report, it means it didn't happen. Thank you very much. I hope that everyone now fucking understands what the Drazen Report is about. I'm sorry if this upsets some of the blockheads. Take care.